Penny for Your Thoughts is a Vectis Radio production, produced by Brian Curtis and written by Marion Hartley.
Well, Mum, have a lovely time.
I will.
And send my love to Dad.
Of course. Now, don't forget to phone Carla. She's expecting your call, OK?
No, I won't forget. Look, don't worry. Everything will be fine.
I've left Carla's number by the phone and I said you'll phone her this evening, so please don't leave it too late.
Don't worry, Mum, I'll do it.
All right, come on, give me a hug. Oh, I'll miss you.
And I'll miss you.
So I'll see you Monday. Connie will be in all over the weekend, and as long as Carla...
Mum, just go. Go and get your plane or you'll miss it. Look, have a fabulous time and just forget all about the cafe. I mean it, just chill.
Oh, I can't help but worry. You must phone me if anything goes wrong.
Mum, go. I'll see you Monday.
Okay, darling. Come on, one more hug. I love you lots.
And you, Mum. I'll see you Monday. Bye.
Bye. Bye, Amy. Bye.
Well, this is a good start.
Look, don't worry. I'm sure she's on her way.
Why don't you phone her?
I have. Her phone was off.
Why do people do that? What's the point in having a phone if you don't turn it on?
Well, I don't know. Maybe the battery's low.
You do realise that if she doesn't turn up, we're stuffed.
She'll come. Millie promised she would.
Your mum would go mad if she knew we hadn't asked Claire.
It wasn't Claire. It was Carla.
Well, whoever it was. Why didn't you ask her?
Because Millie said Amelia would be really good.
Is she a friend of Millie's?
Yeah, they both work together at the King and Jester.
So, what do you think your mum will say?
About what?
Using Amelia.
Well, she won't know.
What if she phones and asks you how Carla is getting on?
I won't answer a call.
Well, then she'll panic.
Then I'll just have to say Carla was busy and so we had to use Amelia. Anyway, she may be brilliant.
Well, we may never find out.
Right, take a seat, you two.
Thanks.
So what's this all about?
Don't worry, Debbie, no one's going to get the sack.
I'm pleased to hear it. So why the meeting?
Nick Patterson is going to pay us a visit.
Oh, no.
Yep.
So when's he coming?
I don't know for definite. He just said he'll be coming this week.
Oh, that's all we need.
Well, it's not a surprise, is it? We knew he'd be coming sooner or later.
Is he coming because he's worried about the shop?
To be honest, Jim, he hasn't said anything to me. But reading between the lines, I don't think he's that happy.
Well, I haven't done anything wrong. I didn't leave the window open.
Oh, come on now. Let's not start pointing the finger. That's not being fair.
And you know, Debbie, that there's been more than one incident. Remember, there was all the damage to the shop, the computers crashed, and he knows that sales are down.
Does he know morale is very low?
Is it?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, he'll pick up on that. To be honest, it's not looking good.
Well, we'll all have to make more of an effort, that's all. When are you telling the rest of the staff?
I'm going to do that later on today.
Michael, just between us, do we need to worry?
I don't know, Jim. I really don't.
Baby love, my baby.
Connie, when you go through, can you tell her to be quiet, please?
I did that last time.
Well, tell her again. The customers don't want to hear her singing.
I know that.
Oh, look, I'll go. She's driving me mad.
So, please don't say anything yet. The others don't know.
Okay. So, when's he coming?
Well, we don't know exactly, but whenever it is, I don't think Nick is going to be that happy.
Ah, Penny, thank you for doing that. I didn't think you'd have time this morning.
Oh, no problem. I thought it needed to be done as soon as possible.
Well, I'm very grateful. It all looks marvellous, so thanks. Right, I must go. I'll see you later.
Marvellous? Did she just say it was marvellous?
Yeah, she did. How strange.
Amelia, could you do me two more cream teas, please?
Don't worry, I'll do it.
Oh, thanks, Amy. Oh, and don't forget table two want two cheesecakes.
Oh, I've done that. They're such a lovely couple. Did you know they're from Paris?
No.
Yeah, and table six were saying they're off to Venice at the weekend. Such a lovely city. Have you ever been?
No, I haven't.
Oh, well, you must go. Rome. Well, that's where I'd like to go.
Amy, what are you doing?
You asked for two more cream teas?
Yes, I know, but what are you doing to the butter?
Oh, Amelia does it like this. It makes it look so much nicer, don't you think?
Yes, it does. It's very clever.
She says presentation is everything.
Oh, you're still up?
Yeah. Well, I was just about to go to bed.
How was your night?
Oh, it was good.
And did everyone turn up?
Yeah, all the normal crowd were there.
Oh, God, I must go to bed.
Penny, before you go, did you ever speak to Andrew?
Oh, fancy you thinking of that. Well, no, I didn't. But I did speak to Sam and she said everything was fine.
Did you ask her if Andrew was upset?
Well, no, not really. But I think she would have said if it was.
Oh, good. Well, that's okay then. It's horrible falling out with people, isn't it?
Well, yeah, I suppose so. Right, I'll see her in the I'll see her in the morning.
Yeah, okay. Oh, and by the way, have you got anything planned for tomorrow?
No, not really. Why?
Should we do lunch somewhere?
Yeah, that's a great idea. But can we talk about it in the morning? I must get to bed.
Okay. Good night, Penny.
Night, Kathy. Night.
Your husband is in room 209. Shall I tell him you're on your way?
No, thank you. I want to surprise him.
Oh, that will be lovely. Well, he's on the sixth floor. And remember, it's room 209.
Oh, 209. Thank you very much.
Have a good evening.
Thank you. I'm sure I will.
Hello? Who is it?
Hello, Vince.
Helen? What on earth are you doing here?
Well, I was beginning to think you'd never come home, so I thought I'd come and see you. So, aren't you going to ask me in?
Well, it's not a good time.
What do you mean? Vince, mind out. I want to come in.
Helen, I wish you'd phoned.
Well, I didn't. I thought it'd be a nice surprise.
Well, it is, but can't you come back in 10 minutes?
Sprigati, Kia, o dai, lascia stare. Non abbiamo tempo da perdere.
Tune in next time for another instalment of Penny for Your Thoughts.